I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. 25-year-old Rahsaan Bahati is a rising star in the world of professional cycling. For the past 7 years, he's been racing road bikes like the kind Lance Armstrong rides. Rahsaan has already won 2 of the most prestigious races in the U.S., and his dream is to compete in the world's most famous cycling race, the Tour de France. Rahsaan says his love of the sport began when he was a teenager.
I was going to Davis Middle School in Compton. I was 7th grade or 8th grade, I don't really remember, but I do remember being in class and, you know, acting a fool a little bit. But it was a story of the boy who cried wolf, because I was getting into so much trouble, you know, week in and week out. The day that I really needed to go to the restroom, the teacher didn't believe me, and I was hurting inside. I was like, Reggie Garman is the teacher. I said, "Teacher, I really need to go, Mr. Garman, please," and he didn't let me go. So in my anger and frustration, I threw an eraser at him. And it hit him, and then the next day he found out that I did it. And he told me a young lady ratted me out, and I wish I knew who she was this day, because she pretty much changed my life. It was because of her he got me involved in cycling. You know, he said, you know, you need to choose something to do with your extra energy. He said you can choose biking or golf.
And that's a really interesting reaction for someone you just hit in the head with an eraser.
He's a good man. He's a very good man. And to add to that story, his son was also a racer, African-American kid. So I tried it, and I didn't like it at first because it was part of, I guess, a punishment. So I didn't look at it as it was fun. But my dad invested about $60 in me. He bought me a jersey and some shorts. When the program was over, I thought that was it for me. But when it came around the next year, my dad pretty much made me go back because he invested $60. And from that day on, I started to enjoy it.
So what kind of races do you do specifically?
I race road bikes, bicycles like Lance Armstrong raced. Basically, we do anywhere from 60 to 150 miles in a day.
So what do you feel when you start a race, and what do you feel when someone is coming up behind you?
Well, most of the time, if it's a big race, I don't sleep well. I have butterflies. I'm always visualizing the finish, what can go wrong. It may sound bad, but I actually do think about, what if somebody crashed in front of me? Which way do I go? If I get a flat, what do I do? You know, things like that. And people behind me, I don't really worry about them, because if they're behind me, they're behind me.
I was reading one of your blogs. You have a couple of blogs. And in 2006, at one point, you crashed. What happened then, and how did you feel about it?
Crashing is never fun. I mean, we're not protected by anything. We're wearing basically spandex, you know, and going 30-plus miles an hour hitting the concrete is no fun at all. And sometimes you crash, it's your fault. Sometimes you crash and it's not your fault, you know, and it's part of the sport. And I learned that a while ago, that you can't really get down on yourself from crashing, because it's part of the sport, you know.
You write on your blog about Major Taylor, mm-hmm. who's, I've read a little bit about his story before, but he's a real unsung hero.
Yeah, he is.
Tell us about him.
Well, back in the 1800s, there was a guy, his birth name was Marshall Taylor. And they named him his nickname Major Taylor because he was just that good.
And this was in the early 1900s?
Late 1800s to the early 1900s. So in the early 1900s, he started to race. And he became like 3- or 4-time world champion. He set tons of records, 1 mile, 2 mile, 3 mile records. But he was forced to leave America because of discrimination. And he raced a lot in England and France. And they loved him over there. And he became a superstar. He means a lot to me, and I look to him when I'm struggling a lot. You know, I go through some discrimination now, today, racing, and I always think about him. You know, he did a race. A guy intentionally knocked him over. He got back on his bike. He finished the race, and he went back over, and he shook the hand of the guy who knocked him over. Mm-hmm. I always remember that story, and I always think about that, because to do that, I mean, that takes a real man. You know, I just went through something very similar in Wisconsin.
Someone ran you off the track.
He didn't run me off the word, but off the road. But he used some very racist terms as I was racing, and I could have easily retaliated by being physical with him, but I didn't. I took the higher road, and I felt good about it, you know. And I thought about Major Taylor when I did that.
Yeah, yeah. What else has cycling taught you about yourself, about the world?
Well, about myself, I've learned that you can always go harder. You should never quit. I've been in tons of races where I wanted to quit and give up. But I just learned to never quit. And my dad always used cycling and school hand in hand. You know, when I was messing up in school, he says, you know, you're not going to succeed in this if you don't succeed in that. Just the way you go out and train in bike racing, you have to apply that to your education. I've started to use that a lot in my marriage and with my kids, just rolling it over because it's the same principles, you know, all the way across the board.
How long can you expect a career like yours to last? And what are you looking ahead to years down the road?
Typically in cycling, you can race at a high level to maybe 35, 36 years old, and then your body kind of starts to shut down a little bit. That's not my goal. I want to make it to the Tour de France in the next couple years. I'll be 27, maybe do that for a few more years. And I would love to retire, you know, from cycling around 30, 31 years old. You know, and spend more time at home. I've been doing this since I was 13 years old, and it's been nonstop. I love the sport, and like I said, I see myself retiring early and doing something to help people who look like me out of Leimert Park or whatever inner city to get into the sport. Because even if you don't want to compete, it's really fun. It's good for you, you know, and I think it helps you as a person to just get out and be free on a bike.
Doping. Many, many more instances of people who've been winning major races getting basically caught after the races. Is it a good thing that this is exposed?
Oh, it is a good thing that it's exposed. But the one thing I don't like about it is how the media really bashes it. In every other sport, guys get caught doping. Baseball, football. And they really don't make that big of a deal out of it, you know. When Mark McGwire was busted for steroids, they kind of swept it under the rug. They brought it to our attention, but they didn't really bash it like they did Floyd Landis when he won the Tour, or like they're doing the guy Rasmussen, the Danish guy who was in the lead at the Tour and had to abandon. I just think that cycling gets a really, really bad name from doping scandals, and I think all the way across the board, there's guys that are doping in every sport, but for some reason, we're getting the bad end of the stick, and I don't agree to doping at all.
Have you ever thought about it?
Not in the fact that I was looking for a doctor or anything like that. I think when you're losing a race and this the same guy is beating you day in and day out, you're wondering, wow, what is he taking? Maybe I need to get some of that, and I say that a lot jokingly. But to me, it's not worth it. I have too much to lose, you know. Look what they're doing to Barry Bonds, and he's big time. I'm just a small fish. So I think if I was to get that on me, it wouldn't be good for my career. Like I said, I want to retire at 30. That would really put a damper to the future, you know, if I wanted to be into cycling and doing something else. I think that would really set me back, and people will hold that against me. I'm doing fine without it. I've been winning without it for the last 10 years, you know, so.
Well, Rahsaan, we wish you the best in all your further adventures.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Rahsaan Bahati is a professional cyclist. He's on the cover of this month's Road magazine. You can watch a video of his recent win at the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.